Okay, so let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father, in the authority of Jesus' name, I thank you for your grace, your goodness, your glory. I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Right now, Father, as you've set a table before us, God, that we can freely eat of the meat that you prepared for us, we are cognizant of your grace. We are so aware of the pleasure that you have over our lives, that even now you are unfolding revelation that teach us, show us, activate, and impart heavenly gifts, God. And so as we teach and release about the gifts of the Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit, I pray that there would be just the fire of God that would fall upon us and set us ablaze with newfound anointing, newfound grace, newfound strength to begin to move in these to glorify your mighty name, King Jesus. Amen. Amen. The gifts of the Spirit. Oh my, this is going to be so much fun. If you have your notes in front of you, we're going to go ahead and begin. We're going to follow the notes. We're so honored and blessed to be here to record these here at New Branch Ministries here under the headship of Apostle Hector, and we've been just so blessed to be here. And so we are to desire spiritual gifts, and if you are here today, you are hungry. And let me tell you what the Bible says about those of you that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Jesus said, blessed are you, for you will be filled. So today I'm telling you, you're going to go to another level of spiritual impartation. Today I want you to know, as I begin to share and to teach on these nine spiritual gifts, you can expect to be used and to flow in any and or all of these as Holy Spirit leads, okay? They are not isolated to one particular person. Many people will flow in a couple of them or several of them consistently, but you can flow in all gifts as Holy Spirit leads and imparts to you, because he's just that way. Amen. God doesn't have, well, let's put it this way. I was going to say God doesn't have favorites, but guess what? He does, and that's you. Each one of you are God's favorite, because God is love. Amen. It's like when they ask you, which child is your favorite? Well, you love them all different, but you can't say you love one more than the other. I mean, some of them might be a little, you know, give you a little bit more grief, but honestly, you love them all the same. And so God loves you so much today that he's going to pour out his gifts and activate his gifts in you in this session. And how many of you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so we're to desire spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians 14:1, follow after charity, that's love, and desire spirituals. That literally means spiritual. Desire the things of the Spirit. How hungry are you? I just recently heard a quote by William Branham. What are you willing to let go of that you may obey God, that you can follow after Christ? How hungry are you? I know I'm just going to throw this out here prophetically as the wind's blowing on me, that sometimes God will isolate you, separate you, and set you aside just so that you can be filled with him. How hungry are you? Because depending on how hungry you are is going to depend on what you receive by the Spirit of God. I remember when I was a teenager, and I was not, I don't think I was baptized in the Holy Ghost yet. I might have been. I'm not sure if I was. I got baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was 16, but it was around that time. And I remember sitting and watching the 700 Club. This was back in the 70s. You know, I'm so young, but still. And I would sit and I would just cry as Pat Robertson, in his younger days, would call out one word of knowledge after another. And my heart would swell in me. And I would gravitate to that. And I would long for that. And I would just weep because I could feel the presence of God. And so as you're hearing and hearing about the gifts of the Spirit here today, what are you longing for? Ask God for that. Learn about that. be willing to operate in that. Be willing to be open to the gifts of the Spirit, because God wants to use you in all nine gifts of the Spirit. Do you hear me? What is your longing? What is your passion? We learned about the motivational gifts. Well, it's the same way with every gift. Why? Because the Bible says if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. So God wants you to have your heart's desire. And for me, desiring the things of the Spirit was something I longed for very much from the time I was at least a teenager on. It says to desire. That means to have warm feeling for it. It actually means to be jealous over, to be zealous over. And in 1 Corinthians 12:31, it says, but covet earnestly the best gifts. Now, where in the Bible does God ever say to covet? But you know what? When it comes to spiritual gifts, you're to covet it. Be jealous over it. God wants you. This is one time you have permission to be jealous and covet something. And that's the spiritual gifts. Be jealous over them. Sometimes I get in a meeting and I see people flowing around the room and I get a little jealous, not because I want their ministry, but I want to flow in God like that. And guess what? That's okay. God wants us to be provoked to jealousy. He wants us to covet the spiritual gifts. And God, if you can use that person, you can use me. Amen? Amen? Amen. If God can use me, he can use you. If he can use anybody, he can use you. Do you hear me? Covet the best gifts. Covet the gifts of the Spirit. Yet I show you a more excellent way. Now, what was that more excellent way? It went right on into 1 Corinthians 13, which is all about love. Because it says, although I have all the gifts, and I have all faith, and I have all revelation, if I have not love, it's nothing. So love has got to be the primary motivation. Why? To bless the people around you. It's not so you feel good. It's not to show off the gifts of the Spirit, but to bless the people around you. And they need to be motivated by what? Love. Okay, that is the best way. So that word charisma, and we learned this earlier, is that word gifts, excuse me, is the word charisma. It means something given to you, a gratuity. It's an endowment. It's a miraculous faculty. It's a free gift. It's the gift of grace, of favor, in which one receives without merit of his own. It denotes extraordinary powers. Can you say extraordinary powers?
Extraordinary powers.
Distinguishing certain Christians and enabling them to serve the Church of Jesus Christ, the reception of which is due to the power of divine grace operating in their souls by the Holy Spirit. So spiritual gifts are not natural gifts. These are not gifts that you develop and you go to college and, hey, I want to learn about discerning of spirits, and you go to college and because of a course you learn about it. That's not how you operate in it, though. That's how you learn about it. Today you're not only going to learn about it, but it's going to be activated in you by the power of Holy Spirit. You see? So these gifts are not natural. They are spiritual. They're from the Greek word pneumaticos. Remember, we learned that in the last session, the difference between motivational gifts and manifestation gifts, which are the gifts of the Spirit. These are gifts that are specifically spiritual. Can you say spiritual?
Spiritual.
They're from the Holy Spirit, okay? Pneumaticos means belonging to the divine spirit in reference to things emanating from the divine spirit or exhibiting its effects and so its character produced by the sole power of who? God himself, without natural instrumentality. In other words, it means spiritual. Okay, I said all that to say it's supernatural, folks. Can you say it's supernatural?
Supernatural.
The gifts of the Spirit are supernatural.